T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's go to the West Her Hotline. Sean McDermott is standing by. Sean, it's Howard. Jeremy's off today. How you doing?
We're doing well. How about you guys?
I'm good. Sean, hey, this is not rocket science. You win, I'm good. And it's a very simple equation, so keep winning and I'll be good. It's very simple. Yeah.
I got it. We'll do our best, buddy.
And Nate Geary's here in for Jeremy, so he's going to be hopping in as well. Injury update. Let's start there first, Sean. Last week, when you were on with us, you actually ruled out Edmonds and Milano. But is there anybody being ruled out on your injury front at this point today?
Yeah, so we'll have three guys this week. Delshawn Phillips and Dawson Knox, as well as Zach Moss.
Okay. So, I know this is game plan territory, but I'm going to guess you're going to need a little help from TJ Yeldon now with Moss being out on Sunday. Would that be next man up, so to speak?
Correct, yep.
What do you lose with Knox being out? Excuse me. Very productive guy in your passing game. So with Dawson not available on Sunday, what kind of loss is that for your overall offensive scheme?
Well, he's a good player for us, a young player that's developing. And so, it's a loss. But at the same time, we've got a lot of confidence in Tyler Croft, Lee Smith, and many others on the team there.
You didn't mention Edmonds and Milano, so that's a good sign. What have you seen from them in terms of how much they've been able to work this week and how much they might be able to play, assuming they're playing on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. They've been in a limited fashion pretty much all week. Today, much of the same. And so we'll see how they can do through practice today. We're crossing our fingers at this point.
Your offense, let's start there, Sean, because obviously Josh and the offense have looked very good in the first two games. What are some of the things with Josh specifically? What are some of the things you have seen so far from him that you really like?
Well, I think he's doing a good job of going through his progression, not trying to do too much. And his overall approach to me has been very mature, very businesslike, and yet loose at the same time, within the team and when he's interacted with his teammates. So he's got a good way about him.
Can you, the relationship between Josh and Brian Daboll, if you could just talk about that a little bit. I thought what was very telling last week, that after you took the lead in Miami in the fourth quarter and you get the ball back and you guys are going deep again, like you are going for the throat, you're going for the put-away touchdown, so to speak, that trust factor between Brian Daboll and Josh Allen, can you just talk a little about where it is right now? Because it feels like there is an aggressiveness to the offense in part because of the weapons and in part because of the development of the quarterback.
Yeah, and I'd say you're spot on. I mean, overall, when you've got a good group of weapons and you've got a quarterback that's developing like Josh is, and the execution level has been high, and we're all on the same page. I mean, there's just a philosophy of being aggressive, and that also sends a message, I believe, to our football team. And then when you execute at that level that we did last week, it bodes well moving forward.
Coach, Brian Daboll last week was mentioning how, kind of great it is coaching a group of guys at the wide receiver position that are so unselfish. And with you being around the game for as long as you have and being around some pretty darn talented groups at wide receiver in Philadelphia and Carolina, what does this group, what do they do that's different? Like, why the unselfishness, like how unique is that? I don't want to say that wide receivers are historically selfish guys, but they're also not really known as the most unselfish guys on the team. But this team kind of trumps that a little.
Well, they do, each one of them is his own person. They bring different things to the table. on the field and off the field. And I think that's the cool part about this is, you know, Diggs brings a huge amount of energy to our team. Cole is just the kind of sneaky athlete guy that unbelievably talented, and people don't give him probably enough credit. Just a great football player, man, with instincts. And Smoke is, since the day tried to get him a few years ago, just I had a ton of respect for Smoke and the way he goes about his business. Tremendously unselfish. And then you say Gabe, and, you know, obviously we're just getting to know Gabe this year and been a great addition to our football team. And then let's not forget about Andre there, so who's one of the leaders on our football team and obviously wears a big hat on special teams, but also does some really good things that people don't see on offense, too.
You know, Coach, one of the things this week is going to be the matchup with Aaron Donald. And I know I saw a quote from you talking about, well, he's so great. Well, it's no coincidence he used to be a wrestler, right? How much do you think, especially at the defensive line, being such a unique position with having to play with your hands, how much does a wrestling background maybe benefit, especially on the interior defensive line, for people that may not have been around wrestling or understand, you know, why there's kind of a funny, you know, connection there? What do you think makes a wrestler, especially on the defensive line, maybe have a bit of an advantage?
Well, it's about levels, right? And wrestlers typically are guys that bend their knees and play at kind of that first level, which is low. They play low, and then their quickness and leverage, their feel for leverage and hips as well as hands. It's a sport, wrestling is, where you're hand fighting almost constantly for 6 minutes. So a lot of that comes natural to the players the football players that have wrestling in their background.
Since Nate asked you about Aaron Donald, I would just say I think you should be happy you're not the offensive coordinator this week. I feel like he's one of those players, Sean, like we used to talk about it when Bruce Smith was here in his heyday. Like, I feel that that's one of those players the offensive coordinator might lose sleep during the week trying to figure out how to make sure he doesn't wreck the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, that's you're spot on again. That's Howard. That's when you've got a player of that caliber. It starts with, just like it does every week, man, it starts with a healthy amount of respect for the opponent, and then in particular this player. And I mean, he's wrecked a lot of game plans to this point in his career, I can tell you that.
When you look at their group as a whole, he certainly stands out, maybe Jalen Ramsey too. But as you guys try and prepare for that defense, what else about L.A. stands out on that side of the ball?
Well, they're talented. You know, they play well together. They've taken the ball away in their two games this year, which has been one of the deciding factors in the game, which it normally is. And they're a solid group that has a first-year coordinator, and they're off to a really good start.
Last thing on my end, Coach, I'm glad you mentioned turnovers, because I think that is one of the areas that we've seen the offense of the Bills really kind of take a step forward this year. And that includes Josh Allen, who, although has put the ball on the ground fumbling, hasn't thrown an interception this year offensively. Do you view that as maybe one of the biggest keys every single week? It's the one consistent thing you're kind of writing on the grease board. Like, no turnovers really will lead to a lot of wins for your football team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you've been in my team meetings.
He has. We're not telling anybody.
No, it's real. I mean, that's a stat that never changes. I mean, you protect the ball protects you, and you don't protect the ball, you're going to have a hard time winning. So, you know, we refer to the football gods. If you protect the ball, the football gods will take care of you, and if you don't, then the football gods aren't going to take care of you. So that's a big stat, and it's a big factor in winning games.
Now, I thought that was only a fan thing and a media thing. I'm so glad to hear a coach refer to the football gods. I do believe in them, actually. So, hey, final thing for me, Sean, and we were just talking about it might be a little windy on Sunday, and it made me think about Tyler Bass. Both teams actually have rookie kickers, and it can be really crazy dealing with the wind at the stadium, as you know, whether you're a punter or a kicker. Would you have had a gusty day, or was there a day, a chance at all, where you would have been able to get Bass in the stadium when it's kind of windy and let him see what it's like to try and kick through those conditions?
Yeah, we did. That was on our list of to-do items when we started camp, was if we got some bad weather, whether it be rain or wind, to make sure we got over there. And we did that numerous times with just our specialists going over there with our kicking group, and then another time or two we went in and scrimmaged over there. I remember in particular the wind on the full scrimmage we had. I think we scrimmaged for about 2.5 to 3 quarters. It was a rather windy day that day, so that worked well for us.
So does that affect how you coach a game on Sunday, like thinking about the wind, target lines, where you've got to be on the field to try kicks?
Yeah, that's one of the things we talk about, you know, weather games, quote-unquote, and in this case could be some wind. But it's always windy here, typically. I mean, it's unusual when those flags are sitting still at the top of our stadium. So usually we get that wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, and we have a pretty good feel for how it typically blows in there. Even the Jets game, really, it was blowing over the stadium as opposed to over the side of the stadium, which was a little bit unique. But, you know, it took some time to learn it and get used to it. But I think, you know, I've learned it, and our special teams coaches have done a phenomenal job, Heath Farwell and Matt Smiley. And then now Tyler and Bojo and Reed are all getting up to speed on it as well.
Well, as always, Sean, thanks for giving us some time on the show. Good luck on Sunday against the Rams.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.